Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Hoot and Holler. Sorry we're late today. We got your host, Bill, on the other line from Indiana. I'm here in California. I'm Linda. We're going for it. I didn't get to too many blasts out, but we'll take it from here. How's it going? Hope we have sound.
Just had a pretty nice rain shower. It's all...
Oh, wow.
Smells really good outside. Oh, you know, it's great.
Woo.
Oh,
sweet.
Every week, Linda.
I know.
I keep, you know, and now they want to attack Israel because they wouldn't let these two imbeciles into Israel to stir up trouble. That's all they wanted to do. And now they got the whole Democrat Party. Oh, you know what? You people are pathetic. You're sick.
Yep.
They're sick. They're sick-minded. If they don't get their way, they're worse than a little child. If they don't get their way, oh, my God.
You know what?
You know,
it's going to blow up. Look.
Antifa had a run-in last weekend, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. They had the Proud Boys and the cops. But not enough of it.
Well,
yeah, you know,
just but look how it comes out in the news. Right wing extremist and Antifa. They never say Antifa is left wing extremist. Never once. They never mention that Antifa is funded by a Nazi minion named George Soros. So they're actually fascists out here trying to act like everybody else is. And if you see I got this one. This one gets me. I've seen all these people they were facing, and there was Asians, there were Hispanics, there were whites, there were blacks. But do you ever notice any picture you ever see of Antifa? It's skinny, sissy white boys.
Well, yeah, no, I know. They're disgusting. Yeah, they look like that Adam Lanza freak, you know. Look. It is what it is. I was talking to a friend of mine, which is a friend of the family today, who blessedly, that's why he was here helping me, because I can't lift heavy stuff off my porch. I think the heavy stuff finally not is done. I don't have to get anyone to help me anymore on that. But so, you know, I'm explaining to him where what's going on with this. You know, when you're dealing with the Antifa, you're dealing with society in general. In fact, there was an email I got, because I get a lot of stuff from all my peeps, like even the old Glenn Beck stuff. And he was saying, we don't have a gun problem. We don't have a drug problem in this country. We have a soul problem. We have no virtue and morality. And this has been the crux of many people, including George Washington and Thomas Jefferson. And I'll tell you something, Bill. Those two said more things on morality than they did on any other subject in all of the things they've said. And there's tons of paperwork on that. Tons of it.
Well,
That's the
main thing being pushed by the left is immorality.
Oh, yeah.
Immorality.
Absolutely.
We're nowhere done hearing about Epstein and his people. Nowhere near done. Hey, the timing is being played to release a bunch of stuff right about September of this next year.
Right.
That's before the election, because they know they're going to take a bunch down. That don't mean they ain't watching them like a hawk right now and building up more against them. They are. But when you look, everything – oh, and I read the post, you know, someone says, well, Republicans aren't – Trump's not a Christian – blah, 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 blah. You know what?
Oh, yes.
That just kills me, because the very people out here that support homosexuality, that support abortion, that support invading other countries, that say take away from those that earn and give it to those that won't. That
the old red
crap. That's anti-Christian, and that's the entire Democrat platform.
Yep.
Oh, exactly. Well, they're all commies. They're blatantly, openly sickle and hammer, you know, Bolshevik BS.
Did you see where the Lincoln Republicans endorsed Trump?
Cool. Very cool.
Yeah.
You know,
well,
when you look
at
what's going on,
supporting Islam, who says they're going to kill all the gays, and that just kills me. Is why do gays back these people that want to kill them? And
because they go against
the very people that all they do is pray for you. That's just ridiculous.
Yeah, I know. Well, you know what it is,
black,
Bill.
The constant trying to play the blacks. Trap the blacks.
I know.
It's all about black and being racist. That's a trap, and not many are falling for it. You look. All across the board, Trump's support is up. We look at his rallies.
Right.
And
oh my God!
The news comes
even
out
in New Hampshire
that he can't fill. He didn't fill the stadium. You know what? You can't get Bernie 30 people the same night, the same exact night Bernie has 30 people.
In the same town,
less than 2 miles away, Bernie draws 30, Trump draws 27,000. You know, it's just ridiculous.
I know.
De Blasio draws 15
China.
People in Iowa. You know, just go on. There isn't one of them that drew 1,000 people.
I know. There was 2 news organizations under the old Soviet Union. One was TASS and the other was Pravda. This is what you're getting, Bill. This is
the same.
I mean, wait, dude, we might as well be in North Korea with or China with the bullhorns up in the sky on every telephone pole, blaring out propaganda every single second of every day. That's what's going on here. Except it's not in your ear, it's in your eyes. It's disgusting.
I don't even watch Fox anymore because they've gotten so liberal all of a sudden. And if Brett Baer ever says something to me, like gets in front of me and talks his crap, I'll slap a taste right out of his mouth.
I'd pay to see that. Okay, I got to tell you, Yola's here. Oh, yay. I'm so glad. Hey, darling.
Good to
I have
to
type for her.
Good to hear from Yola. We miss all of you.
Oh, my God.
We miss you badly. You know, we've been together a while. We've been fighting against this injustice that's going on. And it's like, I don't know, every week it's something blah, blah, blah. I'm telling you, too,
you know
by Friday, there will be a whole new headline.
Do you know what, Bill? Let me tell you something.
We'll find out tomorrow.
Yola says, all the usual suspects are here. Let's have a party. Amen. I'm ready.
Amen. You know,
he says, hi, my love.
There have been some good points here. Trump just cut, $50 million from Planned Parenthood?
I know. And you know what else? It's
not about the exact amount that Planned Parenthood was given to the Democrats?
You know, I don't know, but yeah, I was just we miss you and Nick a whole bunch. She says she misses everybody big time. We got to do it next year because I'm telling you, in the next 5 or 6 months, if my back doesn't heal up, I'm going to want to know the reason why. I'm going to do everything I can to do it. So then I can get, on a plane and everybody.
We got to do it again next year. But there's just happening. So much happening and stuff in our personal lives and everything else, and dealing with what we deal. I was in an argument today on Facebook with a guy from Seymour about a certain factory and that they hire illegals, and he was like, prove it. And I gave him a date to go back and read his newspaper. He says, well, that was then. What about now? I said, well, how about this? Why don't you go to iMasters to show you what I gave him?
Yeah, I know. You know, here's the deal.
The guy I'm talking about, he was on the city council when I first started fighting illegal immigration.
Mm-hmm.
So
here's what's going on. Everybody's got their
I've not been coming out and naming these companies and naming the people,
right.
But it's coming. I'm getting ready to. I'm getting ready to.
Yeah.
And I'm getting ready to start a whole new. I'm getting ready to take and build a whole new group right here at home. And
good.
I'm bringing
good.
In people that's been fighting all these odd things, and we're going to join together and fight all of it.
Yeah. And I'm going to shout out a prayer
corruption.
To Yola.
We see daily the corruption in our federally elected. But are you seeing corruption in your own localities, your own communities? That kind of corruption?
Oh, absolutely. Are you kidding? I live in Commie, Mexifornia. Are you serious? You know what they banned today in San Francisco at the airports? You can't have they're going to ban the sale of water sold in bottles, plastic bottles. Oh my God. So if they don't tax it, they ban it. It's nuts. They're, you know, I'm so ready to get out of here. In fact, the guy who did my eye exam today and was checking me out, and I to the tune of $402 or whatever, which was crazy, but at least I'm going to have my eyes okay. And he agreed with me, and he's a young guy. And I said, honey, I said, you and your mom, you think real hard about this. If you're going to get out now because you're still young and healthy. I'm stuck with a bad back. I wish I could go.
Well,
believe me. And
if you're in a place like that, you want to get out now because it's going to come to a place where you can't get out.
Yeah.
Oh, I know.
You're going to be herded in. You're going to be herded into the city's fusion centers so that they can monitor you 24/7.
Oh yeah.
So they can.
Yeah,
tell
I'm out.
You
oh,
what
yeah.
you can and can't
Believe
eat,
me.
So they can tell you what you can and can't have.
If I have
right
trouble,
now,
if I have
stick, the biggest stick
you.
They got, the biggest stick they got. How do you disarm the American public? That's
I know
their
they ain't
thing,
getting them
because they can't do
them.
These
nope.
things to us, and they know they can't do these things to us until they disarm us. And
get
that's
them, Bill.
The whole,
okay.
that's
so
the
here's
whole thing
the
behind the gun control. You know, they never mentioned that 90% of these shootings are done by a Democrat. Maybe we should just take guns away from Democrats. Well, they never,
that's a good
know,
start. That would be a good start.
No,
but
if it doesn't fit the narrative, if it doesn't fit their narrative, they don't talk
right.
about it. They don't talk
exactly.
about the garlic
exactly.
festival, do they? They don't talk about the garlic
nope.
festival. Why? Because the shooter was quickly found out was an Iranian-Italian. He was not a white supremacist.
Oh,
and then... So, then when the things come out about the Ohio shooter and how liberal all that was and Antifa, that gets silenced and they concentrated in El Paso after they cleaned the pages of social media and tried changing things to make it look like he was the white supremacist. Oh.
So.
But meanwhile,
know,
over 1,500 people have been killed in Chicago this year.
It's crazy. No. Chicago, Baltimore, all those cities. I mean, anything you want to name that's run by those idiots in the autocratic blue states, there's no opposition to it. This exact, you know, the cities and the state, this whole state has been, there is no Republicans on the tickets, and they've done so much to turn it into a one-party rule, basically. You know, that's it's exactly like an old Soviet, you know, it sucks. California is.
I've talked to three Republicans that are running for office in California.
Good, because I've heard about them too. I've seen it on Facebook, and I'm praying
then
for
you
them.
You've got one, a Navy veteran who's going to run against Maxine Waters. You got
Yay.
One running against Dianne Feinstein.
Pelosi. And Pelosi. Yep. Somebody's
yes,
going
Pelosi.
Up against her too. I saw that. Yeah, there's a whole bunch of them trying to get them out. So we got to pray for these people. We got to send them money. I'll send money if I can. If it's $5, I'll send it. You know, and I want to shout out to everybody, your family, everybody back there, Yola and Nick, because I know Yola's been going through some stuff. She hasn't kind of talked to me. I've got some problems here. My back's still trying to heal. My mother is in rehab right now. She had a very bad UTI. She's not even quite over yet. We're going to bring her back home and we're going to have extra caregivers here. So I'm working with my sister to decide, you know, we're going to go step by step. We don't want to put her in a home yet, but when the day comes, we're going to have to do it. And I, you know, she's like 3 months away from being 97 years old. That's 3 years away from being a century. So we got to, God bless her. She's feeling better. I'm going to go see her tomorrow. So everybody pray for everybody. We got to pray for each other, folks. We got to take care of each other.
You know, I went to a family reunion 2 weeks ago, and my great aunt Geneva, she's 94. She drove all the way from Freetown to the reunion and came out. You would never know this woman's 94 years old. But my mother's recovering from pneumonia. I know Chad's got things in his family. We need to keep our prayers up because you're going to be attacked.
Oh, yeah.
The devil's going to attack everybody here in the last days. And we're in the last days.
Yes.
We are definitely in the last days.
Oh, my God. I agree with you.
It's building to it. It's not just in our country. It's around the globe. We see it.
Absolutely.
You look. You got people in Hong Kong waving the American flag, singing the national anthem.
Yeah.
MAGA
hats.
Yeah. Let's take all the liberals and send them over there and bring all them Hong Kong people here. You know, why aren't we taking in Hong Kong refugees? Because they vote conservative. Exactly why. Because they vote conservative. They're only going to take people that will support their agenda. I don't know why we haven't assassinated George Soros. I don't know why we haven't turned Soros, grabbed his butt and turned him over to Russia or Hungary or one of these other countries that's got a warrant for his arrest.
Yeah.
And
you know what
all
else?
These groups, every one of these groups, you want to talk about hate groups. Any group funded by George Soros is a hate group.
Yeah. Well, it's un-American. It's anti-American. It's subversive. It's probably treasonous, and God knows what else. That man is he's going to go so far down. He's going to have to like scratch and claw his way just to get the tail of Satan. That's how evil he is. I hate that bastard. And then the other ones, the Clintons and the Epsteins. The list goes on. But when the real justice, I know we may not see it here on earth, but when God gets his last word on these people, you know they're going down to the depths where it's so hot, it's not even funny.
Here we are. We talk about Clinton. We talk about Soros. That's not the head of the snake. The head of the snake is the Rothschilds. You got to start with the Rothschilds.
I know.
The World Bank has got to be broke down. The World Banks are controlled by the Rothschilds. They're the ones where do you think all this money keeps coming from? If the left keeps getting,
right?
They can't get.
Yep.
It ain't going to their candidates because Trump's way outraised them.
they're all going to die on the vine. You know what? Because they're all going to lose support every time something happens. They're going to lose money. No one's going to give them any money. When you got 30 people showing up to see you or 700 at the max, that's pretty sad.
Well,
they're all going to drop off because they're not going to have any money.
Ocasio Cortez, she's only got money from 10 donors in her district.
Oh, my God.
10 donors.
They must be.
Yeah. So who's funding her?
Well, it's the left because, they're called social Democrats, and they've even talked about it on the mainstream media on Fox about – I can't remember his name. The guy is a complete leftist, communist, crazy bastard, and he's the one that got her in there and got her elected. How they did it, I don't know, but they're doing it with all these people. They probably did it with Tlaib and the other evil thing with the rag hat on that I'd love to see at the bottom of the ocean. They're doing it on purpose, Bill. They're stealthily, they're organized, they're evil, and they will stop at nothing to try to destroy this country.
All these violent attacks by the left is all organized. Mm-hmm. It's all paid for.
Oh my God. Yes.
You know that's
the
thing. Paid for. You know, now we're going to – California isn't. They're going to tax guns or ammunition. We're going to tax ammunition. We're going to tax stuff so you can't afford to get it. You know,
that's right.
That's just – it's just ridiculous.
So,
folks, pay attention because if they'll do that with guns, they'll do that with everything else.
Well, the whole point is to get us to be subservient serfs, you know, under their thumb like I don't know if you remember when Terry Rowland did that show, and I think I reiterate, she did it on hers and I did it on mine, and it was called Harris and Bergeron, and it was written by Kurt Vonnegut in 1974, and anybody can Google it and read it because it's free, where the person, they would say, no, it was like everybody has to be conformed and everybody has to be the same. There's nobody prettier. There's nobody smarter. There's nobody better. There's nobody faster. There's nothing. And there's no diversity of thought, because if you speak out against the state, they'll kill you.
For the people who keep screaming diversity, they do not want diversity. They want everybody to be exactly the same.
Yeah, like clones, like sheeple. Sheeple.
Right. I talked about the taxing sheeple. The guns. Well, I'm hearing that about meat. Let's tax, let's make meat so expensive they can't afford it. I'm hearing that about other things, you know. Let's do this, let's do that. You know, they have run out of the money, of the taxpayers' money that they were taking to spend on all their whatever, and now they're wanting to tax anything and everything to try to get more money for them to spend. Now, think about it. That's what they want.
You know,
they want more money for them to spend.
I'm, here's the deal. I'm seriously considering, in whatever time I have left in this hellhole of commie Mexifornia, I'm considering between Northwest Arkansas and Southern Indiana, where I could grow my own damn food and my own beef and my own pigs. I'm sick of this shit. I've had it with these people. I will rebel. If you think the Proud Boys and the bikers and the rest of these great people and the Oath Keepers are rebellious, you ain't seen nothing yet. I'm so sick of this stuff. I'm ready to go to the woods with you. I'm like, I can't take these clowns anymore. I can't take anymore. It's horse crap.
If you're in the city, they pretty much got you. You know.
I know, Bill, but I'm fixing to get out.
I have a friend comes out here. He talks about they tax rainwater, and I'm like, well, if you get flooded, sue their ass, because they can't tax something unless they control it.
I know.
And he talked to
so,
the city attorney,
Bill,
and the city attorney said, I hate to tell you, but Bill's right. If they tax it, then they're claiming they control it, and if they control it, then they're responsible for you being flooded.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I you know, Bill, sometimes you come up with the most brilliant stuff. I love it. You know, and we got to stick together. And here's the thing. You and I post a lot, and I love what you post. And I have been putting this out there about the New York Times and stuff, and I say, people, we got to keep hammering the truth out.
Linda, I follow what you post. I follow what Yo posts.
I know.
I follow as many as I can. There's people I just totally ignore because, I got a guy today wanted me to – he was saying the friend request, and it was supposed to be one of the Duck Dynasty guys, Phil. I went to the page. It wasn't nothing but Muslims. I got away. I deleted it. Don't want nothing to do with this guy.
Turn off your TV, Robert. Okay.
No, I'm going outside. I'm going to have a cigarette. I just want to say hello.
Okay, go. Oh, my God. He still smokes. I wish I did. But I know Yoel and I can't. We'll kill ourselves. Yeah.
Well,
well,
Chad quit, but I'm sitting here smoking. Yep.
Oh, God. Have one for me. Oh, man. Anyway, so, I get it, Bill. And if I told everybody, I said, you guys, you hammer this truth home about the New York Slimes and this media, and you keep talking about the left and telling the truth, because otherwise it's going to get buried, and they're going to bury us, dude. And they don't even have to take our friggin' weapons, Bill, and you know that.
You
know,
I spent a large part of my life, I've always been a warrior of a type, and I spent a large part of my life as that, but I was fighting for the wrong side, Linda. Now I've come out of the dark, and I'm fighting for the right. You know, I'm fighting for what's right. It's not right to take away from people who earn it and give it to people who are too lazy to earn it. It's not right to take quit teaching history and facts in school and go to teaching indoctrination. It's not right.
It's called, you know what? Okay, here, when you talked about the stealing from one to give to the other, that's one of the commandments. Thou shalt not steal, and if that isn't theft, I'd like to know what the hell it is. And I don't give a crap whether it's Mark or Bernie or anybody else.
Thou shalt not covet.
Well, Yeah, but look at these clowns.
What they did.
Oh, my God.
They want your possessions. They covet your possessions. They covet your money, your hard-earned money that you work for. They
everything
covet,
else.
They covet to steal your freedoms and your liberties so they have control.
Yep.
You know, and
ain't
this
happening.
Is the saddest, this
not
is the saddest
a fight.
Part of all of it. None of these Antifa people realize that if they get their global agenda in place, you're going to be some of the first people put through that oven. Why? Because you won't bow down.
You know what?
You're pawn.
No, look, those
they're
people,
pawn.
Hey, back
they're
back
pawn.
In the day,
the
Bill, those
the same as these poor people coming here illegally. They're only pawns. They're only pawns to get the agenda in place, but once it's in place, they got to get rid of 6 billion people. Who do you think them 6 billion people are? You think they're going to get rid of the ones that work?
No.
You know, here's the thing, Bill. Back in the day of Vladimir Lenin, after the Bolshevik Revolution, when you deal with people like the media back then or people that were falling in line like Trotsky or the other people who were very adherent to Stalin and very loyal to Stalin, they called those people useful idiots. And there came a time when Stalin took over, and there's a lot of people who think that he had Lenin killed, and he may have. I wouldn't put it past him. He's very, very ruthless. And so then once you've got the guns, you know, it just doesn't matter whether it's legal, in quotes. If it's not lawful, it ain't really legal, you know. Everything that all those people did, including Mao and Pol Pot and Stalin and Hitler and the rest of them, it was legal because they made the laws, big deal. And then once all that goes down and you got all their weapons, then the next step is you start digging ditches and taking AK-47s, putting these people on their knees, shooting them in the back of the head. It happens every goddamn time. And don't tell me it doesn't, because that's their goal, Bill, and they're disgusting.
It happened in Cambodia. It happened in Cambodia.
Everywhere.
It happened in China.
Every
it
time.
Happened in Russia.
Every
it's
time.
Happened. You're
Always.
Right. It's happened everywhere. You know.
You bet. And they
we
can
look
pound
around
it.
Today, we look
they
around
want
today
mine. They better bend
the
over because they're getting them up their ass. They ain't getting mine.
Left bring up and scream about slavery, but they'll never mention that the same that they're still enslaving people in Africa and that they do business with the people who do the enslaving. The Democrats will never mention that. They'll never mention that Islam is enslaving. They'll never mention Islam is invading in Africa and killing people and enslaving people. They won't mention that. You go back in history. You go back in history, and you'll find out Islam played a role in doing the enslaving that we had in the United States. They were the ones who were doing the enslaving, and we were the ones that were buying them. It's true.
Yeah.
But We freed them. We freed them.
I know.
And so many hundred thousand of us died. So many hundred thousand of us died to do that. And the left will totally ignore that fact. Totally ignore that fact. They tried the left. Matter of fact, the left comes out and blatantly lies and act like they're the ones that freed the slaves.
Well,
they're liars.
They know how to do it.
They're liars.
Oh, my God. They are the party of slaves. It's disgusting. And you know what? We got to. Got to push back huge, and I'm telling you,
they keep trying to shove the KKK off as being part of the Republic. I'm sorry, but the KKK belongs to you Democrats. Look up Robert Byrd.
Right.
Look
oh my
up
God.
Robert Byrd.
I know.
You know, and know. As far as that, let's look at some other groups from the left. La Raza, The Race.
No.
Well, if that's not a racist organization, there ain't one.
You know,
you've got the Nation of Islam with Louis Farrakhan.
Oh, don't get me. You raised my blood pressure.
Yeah, don't.
All these hate groups, you know what? They're not listed. None of these people I'm naming are listed as a hate group by the Southern Poverty Law Center. Not one of them.
Yeah, well.
But they listen to the
Southern
Tea Party.
Those guys are the Tea Party.
No violence has never been proven that the Tea Party did, not once.
Can I ask Bill a question?
They don't tell you that Tea Party is made up of every race. They'll never tell you that the Tea Party is made up of every race.
and Phil Strong.
Phil, he's got a question.
Yes.
Go ahead.
I got a question. I need your advice on this of how to handle what Trump said about those two assholes. Excuse me. You know who I'm talking about, right?
The Muzrat.
Yeah. So.
Well,
yell the Robert, hello,
Robert. Robert. The whole thing come there. Their whole anti-Semitism, the BDS movement,
yep.
and all this and that. They were behind.
Care.
Well, I'll tell you what. You run an organization that's against any other country and see if that country will let you come visit it.
Bill Strong.
China, go visit China. Run your propaganda against Russia and go visit Russia. Run your propaganda against any African nation and then go visit that nation. You see, that's all you're doing. You're running propaganda. No country named Palestine has ever existed.
Exactly.
But you know what? I heard this one Muslim representative lady, and she said we're the Philistines. And then I heard one of those people in Hezbollah say we are the Philistines. Ah,
oh, my God.
Well,
oh,
I got news for you. Even if you are,
I know.
It wasn't your land. You invaded to take
That's right.
It was not your land.
That's right.
And then if you were the Philistines, I believe Rome kicked the snot out of you and took that over.
Here's a little history lesson for you.
As a Jewish candidate, how would I explain my views is what I'm delving into right now.
You stand on the word of God. You stand on the word of God, Robert. As long as you stand on that,
and
don't worry about nothing else. That's all I need to hear.
And you know what else? You tell them to go in that Bible and you find any place in there that talks about Palestine, which doesn't exist. And the other thing, you know, we're dealing with all this stuff. Yola says hi to Robert. I'm rooting for you. I think it's great that you're running. You know, the anti-Semitism is horrible. I got about 6 minutes left that we're going to try to, you know, get all of our thoughts in here.
Thank you guys so much. I Linda, I really appreciate that. Really, I needed some guidance.
Yeah.
I did it.
Robert,
you know, I,
absolutely.
Robert, the one thing we all have, the one thing we can truly count on is God. You look at everything they've tried to do to Trump, and it has blew up in their faces. You look at all
there's
the
a reason
stuff
for that.
That's been exposed and brought out. And I'll refer you
Got
to
it.
A time when they were trying to take Israel, and the general come back and said, "We can't do it. Their God is redirecting the bullets." Look that
all
up.
Right.
That's history.
Yeah.
That's fact.
Well, let's go back to Pharaoh.
And, hey, Robert, if you stand with God, who can stand against you?
No one.
You know what?
You're right.
Remember the Ten Commandments and Yul Brynner saying he looked at Moses and he says, "Your God is God." I mean, he was convinced. Even though he kept fighting, he knew. I mean, if somebody that messed up is admitting that our real God is the real one, you know, the great I am, that's pretty profound.
I went through a long thing with somebody the other day about all this, and I'm like, well, you tell me this. And I gave them about 30 examples of little circles, like human, grass, how that circle goes. You know, CO2 comes out, CO2 goes in, oxygen comes out. You know, it's a circle.
Right.
There are so many of these little circles on this planet. For everything, if you look up the odds, there has never been a number so great as the odds are that all this happened by chance.
Bill, you know, when you talk, well, anytime you want to get the globalists and the climate change bull crap, you just say, oh, no, we don't have to cut emissions. We need more CO2 and watch their head spin off to Jupiter. And here's the other thing is, Robert, Bill.
You cut down all those trees in the Amazon. You cut down the rainforest. You need more CO2 to grow more.
They're already doing it here in Florida, Bill Strong. I swear to God.
So here's here's the deal.
They've got underground labs. The government has underground labs where they grow stuff and they pipe in CO2.
I understand that.
It's all based on a lie so that somebody can make money.
Yep.
It's just
screw us out of liberty. They want to take our liberty. They want to take all of it.
They want to feel superior to you.
Here's Bill. They want worse than that. They want the kind of absolute power that should be only delegated to God. That's what's going on here, and that's what's wrong. So the other thing is,
they're doing exactly what the Bible said they would do.
Okay, but I don't care.
I'm still fighting them. They are not smart enough
fighting.
To realize that their actions is fulfilling the prophecies of God. They're not smart enough to realize that.
They'll never read it.
If you could talk reason to a Democrat, there would be no Democrats.
It's like throwing they ain't going to read the Bible because if they pick it up, it's like holy water. It'll scorch their hands. They make me sick. And anyway, I got 2 minutes left. And the beauty of our Constitution.
I want to hope everybody's had a good summer. I want to wish everybody God's blessings and safety and health. And, you know, we knew when we started this was going to be a long road. And it's now. You get everybody you can. You make sure everybody shows up to vote because they're trying to play it like Trump's lost. There ain't no need to vote. Bull crap. We want to make this the largest landslide in the history of the United States.
I agree. I got to say goodbye to everybody. I love you. I'm going to play some music and remember the Declaration of the Constitution.
Thank you guys.
I don't care. Linda, I'm going to send you an article
of the review of the 1, 4th, 5th, and 14th Amendment. It's all intertwined.
Okay.
It's hard to read.
Anyway,
all right.
Anything that you want to be, whether you're a Muslim or a Quaker or an Amish, doesn't matter. You're all equally protected under those fabulous documents. Love you all. And we're going to play some music, and we'll see you next week. Night, night.
God bless.
Come, you masters of war, you that build of God, you that build the dead land, you that build all the bombs, you that hide behind walls, that hide behind death. I just want you to know I can see through your mask.
Good night, guys. See you next week. Love you. Be blessed. Night, night. Night, yo.